A new documentary on the life of rock pioneer Little Richard was one of the offerings at this year's Sundance Film Festival, which wrapped up yesterday, and for the first time in 3 years, it welcomed in-person guests while retaining that pandemic-era at-home viewing option. But film critic Ty Burr is no fool. He made the journey to Park City, Utah. He joins us now. Ty, welcome back.
Thank you. Nice to be back.
And just, you know, we laugh, but this is a gorgeous film festival founded by Robert Redford in beautiful Park City, Utah. What's the importance of it in the film world briefly, and what was it like to be there back?
It's an actually crucial film festival. It comes at the beginning of the year. Over time, it's evolved into really setting the stakes of the independent film schedule for the rest of the year. Every year, there's sort of a new discovery, Beasts of the Southern Wild, all these movies that came out of Park City and then ended up just being among some of the very best films of the year. And that's true this year as well. But after 3 years of pandemic and 3 years of not being in person in Park City, you know, it was a real question as to whether they could get the mojo back.
Okay, well, so did they? Let's find out. I mean, in your Substack newsletter, Ty Burr's Watch List, which we highly recommend, you singled out the film Past Lives. You talked about what it was like to see it in person. Remind us, I've got your writing here. It's beautiful.
Thank you. Every Sundance, you hope for kind of one movie that pulls audiences together. Sometimes they're big movies. And in this case, it was a quiet little movie, a Korean-American movie about a man and a woman who had schoolyard crushes on each other as kids and then grow up and grow apart. She's in New York City, he's in Seoul, and she's married, and they get in contact. And it really is about the roads we take in life and the roads we don't take in life. And it was one of those movies that I started hearing on like the second or third day, people saying, have you seen Past Lives? As I wrote in my newsletter, I'm in a press and industry screening surrounded by hardened industry professionals, and we're all just kind of snurfling and weeping into our morning coffee.
Yes.
It really is. It's a quiet, subtle little movie about the way we live.
Okay.
A24 has the distribution. It'll be out later this year.
Okay, so Past Lives. So what you're saying is, yep, there was buzz. Okay, so any other feature films that you want to mention?
Yeah, You Hurt My Feelings, which is a comedy by the director Nicole Holofcener, who's done these wonderful indie movies for like 20 years now, Walking and Talking, Friends with Money. This one stars Julia Louis-Dreyfus in really kind of the movie role that you kind of wish that she'd been having all along, as a writer who suddenly realizes her husband doesn't like her work and has been being, it's really, the movie is about how we say nice things to the people we love, even when they're not true, because we want to support them, and about the, you know, the fallout that can happen when they actually learn what we really think.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus and the title You Hurt My Feelings is already,
yes,
already there. You have me. We mentioned the documentary Little Richard. Did you like it?
I loved that movie. And you know what? I've seen my share of rock bio docs at Sundance and elsewhere, and there really is a template that they stick to, especially with legends like Little Richard. What I like about this documentary is that it kind of blows up that template and brings in a lot of people to talk about Little Richard, not just as a rocker, but as a cultural force, as a queer outlier, as he styled himself, a bronze Liberace with all the contradictions that we now recognize in that. It's a very affectionate but very clear-eyed look at somebody who's much more influential in today's culture than we actually realize.
Right.
And it really was a pioneer in a way that we're just coming to terms with.
So we'll look for the documentary Little Richard, I Am Everything. In the time we have, you want to mention one other documentary?
I did see 20 Days in Mariupol, which was a hard, hard watch. It's a documentary by an AP reporter. In Mariupol, the Ukrainian port city, in the first 20 days of the invasion. You've seen some of his footage in the nightly news, but what you're getting in this film is his narrative track as it's happening. He's behind the camera, and it's horrifying. It's, you know, this movie should be evidence at The Hague of war crimes. It's going to be broadcast by PBS later in the year, Frontline. It is a hard watch, but for me, I felt it was necessary to really honor what reporters in the field are doing, which is witnessing and disseminating that witnessing. And it's really, really important at a time when that is being shut down on a lot of fronts.
20 Days in Mariupol. We'll look for that as well. So, Ty, your conclusion, is Sundance still relevant?
I think Sundance is more relevant than ever. You still need independent movies. It's really, you know, the voice of filmmaking, of real filmmaking in this country. Sundance is important because it shows that the filmmakers are still making movies, despite everything that the world can throw at them, right, that those stories are still being made. They're still going to reach audiences. And honestly, for a year or two there, I had my doubts whether that channel, this very important channel of independent films, was still going to be functioning. And it is.
We've been wrapping up this year's Sundance Film Festival with film critic Ty Burr, creator of the Substack newsletter Ty Burr's Watch List. We'll tell you more at hereandnow.org. Ty, thanks as always.
Thank you, Robin.